that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and we are in a crisis situation. We're in a crisis in the Middle East and the Near East, and as country after country comes under pressure, it's very obvious that we are going to topple Gaddafi. The United States is behind this. How can I say why, certainly just a couple of days ago, why the government called for an arms embargo in Libya? That's how you topple governments. That's how we brought the communists to power in China in 1949, why they put an arms embargo on the nationalist Chinese so they couldn't buy weapons anywhere in the world. That's how we brought Fidel Castro to power in 1959. They put an arms embargo on Batista, and he couldn't buy weapons anywhere in the world as we were funding the communist revolutionaries there. And then Fidel Castro, longtime communist, David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel on a regular basis. If you don't believe it, read David Rockefeller's memoirs. We carry it. And Fidel comes up to visit with David. He's been up here, and a very close relationship. But all this idea, he's the enemy, Fidel's the enemy, it's all political theater. And they did the same thing in 1979 when we wanted to get rid of Somoza in Nicaragua. We put an arms embargo on him. Wanted to get rid of the Shah, we put an arms embargo on him. Wanted to bring the thug Mugabe to power to see how you destroy a first world nation like Rhodesia, why you put an embargo on them so they can't buy weapons anywhere. And this is how we brought the communist ANC to power. In South Africa, we toppled the king of Nepal by putting an arms embargo on him. And now we're talking about putting an arms embargo on Libya. It's the same pattern. They use it over and over again. You might think the American people would be smart enough to recognize it, but they're not. Well, of course, this is a great diversion because the thing that's going to impact on you and I most is what is going on today here financially in the United States. Because you are seeing, in my estimation, the demise of the dollar. And with us this morning is Pat Wood from the August Review. Good morning, Pat. How are things going? How do you see what's going on? And what is the impact going to be as far as the rise in the price of gasoline, the increasing inflation that we're seeing? The government assures us there's no inflation, no inflation there at all, nothing to worry about, and yet gas pumps.
Well, good morning, Stan. Thank you for having me back on this morning. The energy crisis in the Mideast right now is very interesting to me because it's forced me to kind of do some more research on the study of technocracy that I started a couple of years ago. We've talked about that in some length. about those people who would use energy as a method of accounting for economic systems instead of money. And what's interesting, what I found out, Dr. Stan, is just absolutely fascinating, is that this energy crisis seems to be related to, and you've already called it somewhat of a manufacturing crisis, but I'll leave that on the table for now. However it happened, the details of it doesn't change the story. The crisis is forcing energy to the front of, again, to the front of the pack. And you remember back when Jimmy Carter was president in 76, just before that, we had the energy crises of the 70s, and this crisis has a lot of familiar signs from that original oil crisis. And what we're seeing is a movement behind the scenes to create a global energy grid for the allocation of the scarce oil, that is scarce political, made politically scarce, to the nations of the world and to the people of those nations. And I alluded to this in my last article on technocracy that dealt with the smart grid. That's the energy grid that's being completed in America right now, with all the meters being changed out on the sides of homes and businesses. And the smart grid has gone global. And this was stunning to me to run across this, but I found some hard evidence now that a global power energy grid, where power can be controlled from the top down on a global basis into all the nations of the world, is being created right under our noses, Dr. Stan. I can't believe that there's not more concern about this or more focus on it, but it's in plain sight. So that's all I can say. It's in plain sight. And why would anybody, you have to ask a question, why would anybody want to create a global energy grid except that they wanted to use it to control the various nations that would be part of it? And so this is how I'm looking at, this is how I'm taking the Mideast crisis right now. There's obviously something behind these riots across multiple countries. At this point, I'm not too concerned with what that is, but the net effect of it is going to be the creation, the forced creation of a global energy grid, because the energy, the scarce energy, is going to have to be allocated to the various nations of the world in quote-unquote a fair and balanced way. And then, of course, this was technocracy's goal from the get-go back in the 1930s. They limited their focus to the United States to North America at that time. But since then, the concept of technocracy has clearly gone global. And so now here we are face to face with a major meltdown in the Mideast, which is still the kingpin of energy production, oil production in the world. And you know, the crises will not go for nothing as far as the global police is concerned.
Thank all right, you hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with Pat Wood here at the American Freedom Network.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, I'm standing back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning. It's Pat Wood pointing out the fact that they're talking about this global grid network. And, of course, there is a plan for world government. That's what it's really all about. But, of course, they can't let you common people understand that. And, of course, with the global government comes the end of all freedom as we know it. Basically, you will lose your constitutional right to individual freedom under God. They don't want that because they hate God. And basically, this whole idea of technocracy is for a world governed certainly by a small group of technocrats. That's what Zygmunt Brzezinski was talking about in his book, Between Two Ages, America and the Technotronic Age. Go right ahead, Paul.
Well, Stan, what you know that the Trilateral Commission originally stated its goal of creating a new international economic order, a new system. And we assumed at the time that this was just kind of like maybe reshuffling the deck chairs on the Titanic or something, but we had no frame of reference at the time, and Tony and I both missed this completely. We thought a new international economic order would simply be a rearranging of the existing order in order to serve them. Well, the serving them, of course, is going to be the same in the end, but the new international economic order has apparently little to do with price-based economics as we know it today, and more to do with energy than we ever suspected. And the original technocratic dream that was cooked up in the 1930s and has since been rehashed and rewritten through books like Brzezinski's book, America's Role in the Technotronic Era, the idea of using energy as a currency and energy as the accounting system for economic activity is radically, radically new and different. It's something the world has never seen before. It's something that has never been tried before. People have suggested it, but they haven't done it. But in the research that I've done recently, Dr. Stan, I found an interesting connection back to the Trilateral Commission. And that is a law that was passed, started in the House back in 1974. This bill was introduced in 1973, the same year as the founding of the Trilateral Commission. We've written volumes of stuff on what that was like, what conditions were like back then. People can go and read that on our website, augustreview.com. And the bill that was passed was called the Federal Non-Nuclear Energy Research and Development Act. That's a mouthful, but that bill passed and was the watershed piece of legislation that has resulted in the nuclear industry essentially being shut down. It resulted in the oil fields in America basically being locked up. And the single co-sponsor of that bill, I say single again because there was only one, was Representative Thomas Foley. And you may remember Thomas Foley. He was more or less an obscure, well, not obscure, but he was a representative, and, you know, they don't have tremendous leverage at times. But Foley was one of the original members of the Trilateral Commission.
And he still is.
In fact, they did have an energy policy, and Foley was right square in the middle of it. There were about six representatives at that time that were members of the Trilateral Commission for the purpose of passing legislation. Another senator that picked up on this legislation, Mark Hatfield from Oregon, he said, and this is a direct quote, "Energy is the currency around which we should be basing our economic forecasts, not money supply." And I never knew this at the time, but Mark Hatfield very much held to a technocratic worldview that money-based economics needed to be thrown out and replaced by energy-based accounting, which would call for an energy currency. And Dr. Stan, this is absolutely mind-blowing. The more I look at it, the more I see that these people are taking the bull by the horns now and trying to force this on the world. The world doesn't want it, believe me, but the individual smart grids that are being put in place in these various countries, like the United States and Canada and Mexico and countries in Europe, all of these smart grids have been implemented with stimulus money that was popped during the last economic crisis, financial crisis. There has not been any private demand for this smart grid stuff at all. It has come from the government sector 100% under the radar, under the guise of stimulus financing. And, of course, taxpayers are going to pay for it. But this was something that was done a priori by the various governments involved. And you have to ask, Dr. Stan, well, if let's just say 10 countries are implementing smart grid in the same way, who's calling the shots here? Who orchestrated all those countries to step up and use stimulus money to create the smart grids in their respective countries? And then who indeed is sitting, you know, at the top of that waiting to tie it all together when it's all done? I've also found that organization that that would propose to at least to be the kingpin player of managing the global energy grid. And some of the names that you that are associated with this, Dr. Stan, would not surprise you one bit.
Well,
people
who
like
are they?
Walter Cronkite, Mikhail Gorbachev, Al Gore, of course, who is a Trilateral Commission member. I think this is the story of the century, maybe the story of the millennium, that's being neglected right now. Trying to get other researchers looking at this and digging into it is like pulling teeth out of a wild tiger. And I don't know where it's going to go, but I'm watching this. I'm going to write some more papers coming up on this new information we found. But now there is a direct connection between technocracy and the orchestration of the Trilateral Commission to bring a new international economic order. And Dr. Stan, it may surprise everyone when it's finally trotted out. It may surprise I'm sure it's going to surprise everyone. And they're going to wonder, where did this come from? Out of left field, nobody saw it coming. And it's going to hit them like a freight train.
Well, you control energy, you control the people. And, of course, they want, I believe, to lower living standards. We're setting up these smart appliances, smart meters, smart grid. That will allow them to turn off your electricity or turn off your appliances. Everything is to be controlled. They want to get you into an electric car, and then they can raise the price of electricity so you're not going to be able to utilize it. everything is about control, and I think it's a very valid point. If you can control energy, you can control the people, the common people. There's an elite who want to rule the world. They're in the process of doing it. You mentioned Tom Foley, and you know, it was so funny. I still have the clipping. Tom Foley, when he was Speaker of the House, was allowed by the major corporations, all part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, to buy IPOs. This is the independent public offering. And, of course, the, for the favored few, they're allowed to buy them before they go public. Now, you would think that when you were a congressman, later to become a Speaker of the House of Representatives, that you would be very discreet in what you do. You would not accept favors. But he accepted the opportunity to buy IPOs on 30 occasions. 29 times he made a profit. 29 times he made a couple hundred thousand dollars 1 year from purchasing IPOs, a payoff for services rendered. And when you're a part of the Trilateral Commission, when you are part of the ruling elite, you're above the law. Charles Rangel, who was censured by the House of Representatives for refusing or concealing income over many years, he should have gone to prison. Instead of that, he got off with a censor. Why? He's a member of the Trilateral Commission. Nobody ever brings these things out, except for radicals like Pat Wood and, well, myself. Go right ahead, Pat.
Well, I guess in one sense we're the radicals. At least we're in the very small minority of people that even care about this. Unfortunately, the way education is today, there's no respect for history or historical facts at all and how it really happened. But if we didn't see the same type of players today operating in this system, maybe we wouldn't be so concerned. But back in those days, when Tony Sutton and I were really focusing on this in the late 70s, we predicted a great harm would come to America if these people were allowed to continue to control the executive branch of our government. And they did begin that control with the election of Jimmy Carter from the top down. Jimmy Carter was a member of the Trilateral Commission. He was handpicked by Zbigniew Brzezinski, and Brzezinski has since written about this openly, that he was responsible for picking and grooming Jimmy Carter for the presidency, taught him everything he knew about foreign policy. And so Jimmy Carter comes in, and on the heels of legislation from people, for instance, like Tom Foley and Mark Hatfield also promoted this bill, by the way, that I just mentioned quite a lot. He was not a member of the Trilateral Commission, but he was obviously in sync with their goals because he promoted the bill openly. But we saw them take control back then. They are still in control today. They still have the same undue influence in our national government and other national governments around the world. And collectively, they have been using their power in kind of a colluding sort of way to break down the national structures of the countries of the world and to create this new international economic order. And what's alarming to me is that maybe we have finally figured out exactly what they meant when they said new international economic order. And the picture that's emerging is what they meant is a technocratic order that would have them as being the experts in control of the entire mechanism. This is a scary thing, and in my estimation, this is totally alarming. We don't know very much about this. We just still don't know very much about technocracy, even though we scratched the surface pretty well. This is the kind of thing, Dr. Stan, where you'd like to have about 50 scholars in universities, like the likes of an Anthony Sutton, digging facts out, digging out connections, digging out the network that made this happen. Those people aren't there, of course. It's just a few of us chickens out here looking at it from a, you know, relatively unprofessional point of view. But this could be the story of the, at least the story of the century, if not the millennia, if these people can successfully create this energy grid that will control all the nations of the world down to the households and the appliances run in each household. And people say, well, how can that be? There's a site, one of the principal sites that talks about the global, supporting the global energy grid is, they phrase it like this. This is on their homepage of their website. It says, there is a new worldwide web emerging right before our eyes. This new worldwide web is mentioned prominently throughout their website. The idea is that while the current internet we have today connects people together, it's a worldwide web of people, of individuals. There's Twitter, there's Facebook, there's websites, etc., that talk to people and connect people. The new worldwide web, Dr. Stan, is going to connect things.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Patrick Wood.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I just stand here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Pat Wood, and Pat is simply pointing out that there is a plan, a top-down plan, of basically to control energy, to control energy grid, to control energy, to control people. They call it technocracy. Technocracy is simply a top-down plan, been around for a long time, but there really are people who work through covert organizations. They want a one-world government. They want a one-world religion. They want a one-world leader. And they want to control you. Today, in America, they've created artificial shortages of electricity. We can't have people using electricity, you know, during the peak hours from noon till 4 or 5 o'clock. You should be doing your laundry at midnight. We're going to run the cost of electricity up when you use it at the wrong time. Why is there a problem? Very simply, we can't have nuclear power because we don't know what to do with the spent fuel rods. We can't recycle them like every other country in the world. Oh, and we can't bury them because we spent $10 billion on a big caves in Nevada, but we don't know what's going to happen 100 million years from now to some ridiculous thing. So we're just going to waste all that money. And, of course, we can't have dams, hydroelectric power, because it interferes with the fishies. And we can't burn oil or coal or natural gas because it increases the carbon dioxide. Everybody knows that the freezing temperatures we're having in America are due to climate change related to carbon dioxide. Or is that global warming? Well, it doesn't really matter. I mean, we can't burn fossil fuels. Everybody knows that's going to destroy the planet. And Pat, you know, it's amazing how gullible the American people are, isn't it?
Well, it is, Dr. Stan, but what's as amazing, I wouldn't count them as stupid necessarily, but they have been consistently denied the facts from which to make any kind of reasonable judgment as to what's going on. And we talked about this openly back in the 70s when we were first starting our research on the Trial Adder Commission. They co-opted most of the major media back in those days. You'll remember that Time Magazine and Newsweek and CBS and virtually all of the major organs of press dissemination had members of the Trilateral Commission on their board, or they had direct ownership of these companies. And so there was a change of editorial policy back in those days that selectively filtered out information that would have allowed people to determine what was really happening. And part of the proof of that is that most of us have get more news about what's going on in America by looking at foreign press than we do our own press. there's more stories that are written by journalists from outside of our country, even though they may live here. Stories will run overseas where they will not run in America. So America has been denied the information over a period of about 40 years, Dr. Stan. And yes, they haven't been diligent. They're vigilant and watching what's going on. But even those that wanted to pay attention, they had there was hardly anywhere they could go to get information.
Well, that's why alternative radio is so important. That's why publications like yours is important. And as long as we're mentioning that, how can people get your information?
Well, Dr. Stan, AugustReview.com is the place where all of my stuff on the Trilateral Commission appears. That's AugustReview.com, one word, of course. There's no charge for anything on the August Review. I have a forward-looking website that is concerned with forecasting economics and political events and the stock market and so on, and that's AugustForecast.com. The one looks back, one looks forward, kind of covers the spectrum. I have so many readers, Dr. Stan, who have asked, well, what can we do? I mean, how do we position ourselves? You know, how can we protect ourselves at all? And I feel for
can you speak up just a little louder, Pat? You're fading away here.
Certainly, Dr. Stan. There's so many people have been asking me, what can they do? And they're scared. When they see the information, they're fearful, and they realize that they're what they work for all their life may be in jeopardy, and it is a scary thing. So I created the August forecast to help people look forward a little bit in time to see where this is going, and it's not looking very good right now, I have to say. The world has never been in the condition that it's in today, I don't think. I'm not a PhD historian, as you know, but from what I know of history, I don't see any time in history that we've had, the scenario that we have today for major upheaval. And I think part of that's what's going on in the Mideast right now is that a whole region gets shook down. The structure of the world is going to change. The economic structure of the world is going to change from the bottom up.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. I think they're going to destroy the monetary system. They're going to replace the American dollar as a reserve currency, and that is going to lead to a return of all those dollars that are being held by foreign countries, as their reserves. And when that happens, they're going to simply undermine the entire economic structure of America, and they're doing it purposely. Well, what a wonderful way to get out of the problem of having to pay anything of value to the Social Security or the pension systems. They can pay them with devalued dollars, and that'll solve their problems. They say, see, you got the money we promised you. Yeah, but it won't buy anything. But, well, you got the money, though, and they know what they're doing. That's the thing, and this is all run by a small little handful. They're probably not more than 6,000 people in the CFR and the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Club of Rome, the Royal Institute, just a handful of elitists. But they run the world, and right now they're intent upon impoverishing people throughout the world so they can bring them under control and establish their feudalistic system. And they're well on the way. But this is what technocracy is. Is a feudalistic system with the technocrats running the people and, of course, the people of great wealth running the technocrats. Certainly, augustreview.org, an excellent source of information on the Trilateral Commission, which is about as close to the top of the pyramid as we're going to see. There are probably levels above that, but they're totally invisible. But you can get information on the Trilateral Commission, their website, you can get the membership list, but do you care enough to do it? That's the question. How many people go to your website on a regular basis? Because, Pat, because it's the best source of information in the world on this.
Well, it is. Group. And
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me and Ron Douglas, organizer of Denver's Self-Reliance Expo on April 8th and 9th. Attend hourly presentations and workshops like protecting your family during economic downturns, first aid, food competitions, and more. With over 100 exhibitors, there's something for everyone. Be a well-equipped, self-reliant household. Receive a $2 discount on admission by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com. That's selfrelianceexpo.com. Show up at the door for your tickets and tell them KHNC sent you.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Well, and here at the network, our guest is Pat Wood, and Pat is talking about the coming worldwide grid. Goes right along with the smart grid, the smart appliances, the smart meters. Everything is designed for control. Pat, go right ahead.
Dr. Stan, I know that some of your listeners right now may be challenging mentally this global energy grid concept that maybe is just some obscure thing that, you know, that we alarmists have jumped on and is really no big deal. I want to direct anybody that has an internet connection to a website put on by the Global Energy Network Institute. Global Energy Network Institute. Their website is really easy to remember. It's GENI.org. And that's the acronym for their name, Global Energy Network Institute. GENI.org. And the initial homepage will display a grid, a graph, if you will, a picture of the global energy grid that they're creating even as we speak. And there's a number of links on their homepage to articles and endorsements and organizations involved with them. They'll also find that the principal architect, the original principal architect of the global energy grid, was a man by the name of Buckminster Fuller.
Oh, boy.
You'll remember that gentleman.
Yes.
Being the inventor of the geodesic dome, for instance, that he's famous for. But Buckminster Fuller was a friend, personal friend, of the original creators of Technocracy, Inc. back in the 1930s. Are we surprised? No, not at all. But he personally knew Howard Scott, the co-founder of Technocracy, Inc. He personally knew M. King Hubbard, the other co-founder of, and later the inventor of the peak oil theory. He knew them personally. And he did have, on some things, he had a parting of ways, but he had no parting of ways whatsoever on creating an energy-based accounting system for the economy. And so we find the Global Energy Network Institute knee-deep in Buckminster Fuller rhetoric and design, and his name is plastered all over their website.
Does this have anything to do with a place in California called Holy City that was based establishing a technocracy community? Does that ring a bell with you?
I don't know, but I think I better look.
All right. Well, I can remember, you know, when I, this is, we're going back now, 65 years when I was just a lad working with the Division of Forestry in California, and there was a place called Holy City. It was the center of technocracy, and I can remember the cars with the colorful wheels on them, you know, and this was the center of technocracy, at least, you know, this wonderful utopian community that was going to develop, a very socialist community where everything was provided from the cradle to the grave.
That's definitely part of it, then.
But, you know, I think it's very interesting, the acronym GENI. Of course, that's the genie in the bottle, and, of course, that's a demon, truly. The genie was a demon. We'll give you whatever you want.
Well, yeah, I guess now the genie's out of the bottle, sort of.
The genie is out of the bottle.
Yeah.
But you go right ahead.
Well, the I encourage your listeners to go look at it and see for themselves if this is not a correct interpretation of what's going on. There's been so little written currently about technocracy that it's pretty pathetic. There are several instances, however, through all the last 30 or 40 years where there have been some things pop up from scholarly sources. I have one report written by a PhD economist from September 1982 that deals with the subject of historic technocracy. And when I say technocracy, that's with a capital T. The word technocracy with a small t is often used for bureaucrats that are controlling things based on science, bad science or good science, whatever. They're loosely called technocrats, and there's not much significance attached to that to that use of the word technocracy. But I'm using technocracy with a capital T, representing the movement that actually was started in the 1930s and continues to this day. By the way, their headquarters is up in northwest Washington State, and they still have activities going on in Canada and a small membership in the United States. But the philosophy of technocracy has never died. It continued on in the halls of Columbia University, especially. That's where Zbigniew Brzezinski came from, by the way. And the philosophy we see sprinkled throughout history, like Senator Mark Hatfield, like Tom Foley from the 1970s, and many other people that made allusions to this along the way. We just didn't have the context to understand what they were saying at the time. It didn't mean anything to us. Meaningless
scribble. Speak up just a little louder, please.
We didn't have the context to understand what they were talking about at the time, but now we do.
Well, I think it's so vitally important that people understand, really what's going on today. It's not by accident. It's by intent. They know exactly what they're doing.
Well, they do.
Well, Pat, what can the average individual out there do as we see the progressive loss of freedom?
Well, one thing, Dr. Stan, the first and most important thing people can do, if they don't have a spiritual bent, they better get one, because the spiritual the negative spiritual implications of this whole movement is very, very dark. And the only other alternative in the world, of course, is from a particular biblical worldview, biblical point of view as to what's going on, the world can be understood through the lens of what Scripture has clearly recorded forever, and that's the first place that people should turn to, I believe, Dr. Stan, for help and for understanding, for personal action. They need to do something, and this is the first place to go.
Bye-bye, Pat. We're out of time. I agree with you 100%. God bless. Bye-bye.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue, as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations, or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I'm Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Pat Wood, a very astute observer, and we recommend his website, AugustReview.org. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to get involved. You've got to know where to get the information, and Pat's an excellent source of information. Most of the ministries, most of the conservative organizations have been either organized by the opposition or infiltrated and taken over. They want a controlled opposition. There are very, very few sources that you can really depend upon. Now, there's some that give you tremendous amounts of information, but on the major issues, they will lead you away. In other words, 98% of what they say is true, and so you believe the lie, the 2%, the very important lie. Understand, I've been around for a long time, and there are not very many I trust. I go to a lot of them for information, but I'm always looking for when they're telling the lie. So you can depend upon Pat Wood. He's an honest man. I've known Pat, and of course I knew Professor Sutton. He was a personal friend. And then I'm going to ask you to pray for Alex Jones. He was on our program last night. He's been ill here for a few days, and Alex is doing a great job, one of the most effective people we have in the nation today. Pray for Alex Jones. Understand this is a spiritual battle, and those of us on the front lines need your prayers, because the only thing to protect us are the people on the other side, would think nothing at all of killing us as they've killed or imprisoned others. And remember what they did to Larry McDonald, Congressman McDonald. And, of course, KAL, O07 was shot down back in 1983, supposedly Congressman McDonald. Everybody on board was killed. No, that isn't what happened at all. You need to get our 4-tape set on Larry McDonald and the other material we have. Tragically, he was imprisoned, and we've talked to them. Bob Fletcher, our good friend, has talked to a man who was in the prison cell next to Larry McDonald. He was locked up there with the full support of the people in our government. Why? Because he was going to be effective, and you could not have an effective leader in America. We cannot have people who really tell you the whole truth, because, of course, we can never let the American people understand the spiritual nature of the battle or the evil we face. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, hear my talk on the forbidden secret and the dark secret, and get the syllabuses, go through both talks. And then, of course, I will be speaking at the health conference there. I think it's the 25th to the 27th, the International Health Coalition meeting here in Long Beach. If you're in that area, please do come. Understand that we are aligned against organized evil, their goal of one world government. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We've posted now on our homepage of our website, radioliberty.com, a send me a link to a website. How do you know you're saved? How do you know you're saved? We will have up there, and probably already have, the story of Jesus. The story of Jesus. Go to the website. Steer others to it. A very simple presentation of the gospel story. We are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Pray for America. Pretty safe. Pretty liberty and how it goes. For our vision next. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina,